Seth was like, hey man, Danny McBride's a friend of mine, he's really funny, and he showed me Pineapple Express. I was like, oh totally, bring that dude in. So it looked like Danny was going to do it for about 2 minutes, and then he was like, I'm inundated with rehearsals on Land of the Lost, and I think there was some kind of death in his girlfriend's family or something like that, so we had to bow out. So we were back to square zero with like trying to figure out who would play those two roles. And Seth suggested Justin Long, and I was just like, oh my God, why didn't I think of Justin Long? Yeah, because I'd been in Live Free or Die Hard with him, and I knew he was a very funny guy. Yeah. And oftentimes in movies, when he's cast as the lead, like in a movie like Accepted or even Herbie, that Herbie remake, like he doesn't get to be Justin Long. Like, he's a really, really funny, gifted guy.
Yeah.
But I think Live Free or Die Hard was the first time you got to see that in full display.
Yeah.
Like, so for this movie, he was fantastic because the dude was willing to just go into a character and just and commit to it wholeheartedly and drop the voice down and kind of work from that place.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked if he had just kind of played his
played
persona.
It straight. Yeah,
yeah,
if he was
definitely.
Just Justin, he actually went into a character with that. That's why my new belief in that dude is that he should play Fletch in the in the Fletch remake.
Really?
I think he would be good, especially in a world where if you're doing anything remotely close to the Chevy Chase version where he plays multiple guys, puts on different personas, I think Justin would be phenomenal for that.